end of the day, the tour away, Sunday night, Rosham Wise Park.
That's a passion. What was she? That's in Shreveden. The mitzvah to have a melech to have a sefer Torah. So if he was wearing the sefer Torah, he was hanging the sefer Torah, was being held by him, the chera, he shouldn't muksa. Because it's like it's a kick of a tinnok. He's holding something which is choshev. A mace you can't move on Shabbos. But if he's carrying a kicker or a tinnok, you put a kicker or a tinnok on a mace, then you don't have to carry the mace on Shabbos. So why is a sefer Torah not like a...
He uses it.
So, a kicker and tinnok you also use. It's also usable, a kicker and tinnok.
The mace you don't use.
No.
The mace is mukhtar.
Yeah.
Why should the term be mukhtar? Why is the outer term not mukhtar though?
Is it? Is it? Start.
It's not.
Why not? Understand. Don't remember that was left on Shabbos. A mace you can't move on Shabbos. The Shlomo didn't know what to do. Yeah. So the Gemara says that Shlomo Melech was stuck, he didn't know what to do, Shlomo Melech says. I can't move him, he's nift on Shabbos, I can't move a mace on Shabbos. The Gemara comes out, the Chiddush Lamai said that for, if you put a kick of a tinnok on a mace, you're allowed to move him. The Shlomo Melech was, he had a Sefer Torah with him, why was that not enough to be able to move him with the Sefer Torah? Okay, the boy said.
What
did you do? What? He had the kind of Sefer Torah the whole time. Anywhere, in a house, everywhere. In fact, the Gemara's got how many put it even on a base of kisei. The Gemara says you don't put it on a base of kisei, you don't take it with you. But you're hanging it the whole time with him.
You don't put sefer on the mess. You don't put sefer on the mess.
Of course, you're only on the mess. You're on the same bed.
What?
You could be on the same bed, probably. Where do you put kick of a tinnok? Where do you put kick of a tinnok?
On the mess or on the bed?
On the mess.
Why on the mess? You can move on the floor.
Yeah. On the mess, you put the
kick. What?
Having room
left on the shelf. Oh, it's a good salad, yeah. You shouldn't have to move it. Right, everybody's saying. A quick sickle of what we learned last time. We'll move on to today. Let's just see what we learned. Last time we learned. Just now we're up there. Peace. So we started about the shadow was about start your meal before Rish Chodesh or whatever. That was a few. Let's quickly go through the shadows there. And we said there. If someone started a meal before Rosh Chodesh, so let's say Rosh Chodesh was, I forgot when it was last week, but let's say Rosh Chodesh was Wednesday. Tuesday night is Rosh Chodesh. Someone is started, let's say, Moshe, what time is Nacht?
It was 8:46.
8:46, right, so 8:46 is Nacht. Now I said this person started his meal at 8 o'clock, and he benched to 9:30. So if he has a kazayas of pas in Rosh Chodesh meal, he's after Nat, after 8:46, then there's no Shaila. He has to do a bench with the Alev Yovel. If he had his pass before 8:46, yeah, before now, all his bread was at the beginning of the meal at 8 o'clock, 8:05, finished all his bread, then he benched at 9:30. Since he had no pass after Nacht, there's no Yalev Yovel. So that was a bit of a shy. We said, what happens if you haven't shkia time? That's a bit of a shy left. What happens if you haven't shkia time? Yeah, that's a bit of a shy. Then we spoke about... I'm just trying to work out all my things messed up here. Then there was another Shaila. Oh, that was also interesting. Now, someone started on Rosh Chodesh. So the Moshe, let's say in Rosh Chodesh on Wednesday, next 8:46 Moshe. Yes. Right, so he started his meal on Wednesday at 7:30, in the middle of Rosh Chodesh. He benched at 10 o'clock. Yeah? Again, if he has, Meister, since he started his meal on Rosh Chodesh with Pas, he makes the Alev Yovel. The exception to that is if he davens Maariv. Someone davened Maariv early, let's say. He went out in the middle of the Chasna at 8:30, long before Nacht. He went out after the Plag HaMincha to daven Maariv. Once you daven Maariv, or who had in after Nacht, makes no difference actually. If once you daven Maariv and you made it the next day ready, there's no Alev Yovel. That's what we said. Yeah? That's what we said last time. Then we spoke about Shkia. Okay, we're going to get that now. And then we said also that there's halacha in the Me'en Sholish. Also, you say Zachrin Teir of Yom Rishachosh. I say you also have to have that in. If he didn't, if he wasn't, he wasn't masquerading. So, but the Eved, if he finished the whole brach, there's no problem. The Chiddush was that we saw last time. If a person says Kiyat Hashem Teir and Meitla Koil, and he realizes, oh, I forgot to say Zachrin Yom Rishachosh. There, even though he said Hashem's name, he goes back. It was a Kiddush, actually. Yeah, there you go back and you say it there as well. Okay. Yeah, that's more or less, I think, what we said. Okay, so let's start today. The Shaila is today about Hallel. Do you need a minion for hello? Interesting side, actually. Do you need to have a minion when you say hello? Let's just talk. What?
Good question, Moshe. I think Ovel goes out,
as far as I know. So now, the halakha, let's just start from the beginning. Nice. The mitzvah of halal on Yomtov. Let's talk about Yomtov first of all. According to many Rishonim, it's a mitzvah in our Torah, actually, to say halal on Yomtov. According to some Rishonim, not all the Rishonim, some Rishonim says a mitzvah in our Torah, say halal. Even it's halakha, the Moshe Sinai, oh, it's called Nichlan Simcha, Yomtov, which goes a bit like a Yomtov, and therefore it's all included. However, most Rishonim holds that halal on Yom Tov is a drabon. The mitzvah drabon, takan drabon, mitzvah drabon. On Rish Chodesh, when we say in the abridged version, we miss out two kapitels of the halal. There, everyone holds a minig. It's a minig to say Rish halal on Rish Chodesh. Yeah. So on Yom Tov, it's a chim minatoy on the sam halal holds a chim drabonon. On Rish Chodesh, it comes out it's a minig to say. Now it's very interesting this minig actually because by halal, normally there's a mitzvah to make a brocha when you make a mitzvah rabbanon. So like all mitzvahs, normally a person makes a brocha, yeah? Halal is very unique. Not only do you make a brocha at the beginning of the mitzvah, but you make a brocha at the end, which is very, very rare. You don't find this normally by mitzvahs. Most mitzvahs have got a brocha at the beginning. There's not a brocha at the end. So it's a big tumult in the Rishonim, what's going on exactly over here. So I said, what comes out is that this is a bit different to a minute. It's a takona, a takona's chazal. Takona's chazal might be different there. They sometimes made a takona that you make a brocha on the end as well, yeah? And therefore, that's why we make a brocha at the beginning. It's like a normal mitzvah. And make a brocha at the end because it's a takona's chazal. For takona's chazal, in certain cases, chazal on the second, that you make a brocha. Meister, the poskim say it's not so simple. Not every takonos chazal do you make a brocha because I can't remember where exactly were. But for example, I never thought about it. But for example, psuki de zimra we make a brocha at the end. At the end as well, yeah. By megillah we make a brocha at the end. By kriyas haTorah is a brocha at the end as well. And kriyas haTorah, they say that all these are all takonos chazals which are meant to be done by rabbim. And anything which is in that surah, chazal made a brocha at the end. That's how it goes. Okay, everybody's saying. Now, the Gemara says that for whole halal, halal shalom, is said 21 days a year. 21 days a year. How's that work? The Gemara says that's 2 days Pesach. Oh, right. 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, that's four. Then you got the whole of Sukkos, and Shemini Atzeres, that's Simchas Torah, that's nine, so that's 13. And then you got the 8 days of Hanukkah, that's 21 days. In Eretz Yisrael, it's only for 18 days. Okay. Eretz Yisrael don't keep 2 days Yom Tov, they keep 1 day Yom Tov. So, Moshe Pesach, they got 1 day less than us, and Shavuos also got 1 day less than us, so they have a bit less than us, yeah? Right, and then, now, let's talk about Halal on Rish Chodesh. So Halal on Rish Chodesh is to what we do actually. So we say Halal on Rish Chodesh, but we miss out a bit. Now what's that? Why do we do this? Why do we miss out a bit of Halal on Rish Chodesh?
It's a minute,
sir. It's a minute, yeah. It's a minute, but still, why do we keep that normal? So Chazal say them, I say, I want to show that it's not the same as a normal Yom Tov. The normal Halal, which is certain Yom Tov, is where there's an Isra Asiyas Melocha. There they made the whole Halal. Where the halal is not us, there's no Issa Asiyas Melocha basically on Rish Chodesh, really. The person goes to work. Therefore, they wanted to make it like a hekka, so they took out some of the bits of halal. Why dafka those parts? I don't know, but that's what they took out. Okay? Now, let's go with a bit of the halachas over here. When can you start saying halal from? When's the earliest time to say halal?
Yeah, what's the
Hanukkah? What?
What's the Hanukkah you say for halal?
Yeah, but that's a different. That's because of the zeta of the nest. That's a different thing. Also, you're right. It's also a different thing. Purim as well, really. Purim does say halal. Actually, Purim does say halal. Yeah, quite right. You're right. It's a special halacha because of Hanukkah. The zeta.
What about
the
same night
shul? That's a good question, Moshe. Actually, good question. Also, a good question. Yeah. What about Seder night? Okay, that's an interesting thing. For a moment, we're trying to look up this now. It's not, they speak about this, but where it comes from this, actually, yeah? Very interesting. It's not in the Gemara, as far as I know, that is halacha of saying halal on Seder nights. Yes, sorry? What? Yeah. It's a very good question. This is interesting, actually. So the Gemara actually asks, why by Shlish Pesach do we only say half halal? Oh, so the Gemara says a very interesting straw. The Gemara says, one of the straws the Gemara says, that's not right on Shlish Pesach to say whole halal because my sin yodai tov b'yom. So because of that, it's reduced. Because of that, actually, that's why in Chodom Moed Pesach we go down as well. It's not right that the Chodom Moed Pesach is whole halal, and it comes to the end of Pesach we also half halal. Yeah, so for some reason, that's the reason why we say half halal from Chodom Moed. Okay, it's different reasons, but that's what it is. Now, when's the earliest time one can say halal? So it looks like from the Shulchan Aruch, really, that the earliest time one should say halal is really from Netzach Hamo, ideally. What, Maji? From Netzach Hamo, from sunrise. From Netzach Hamo till Shkia Zachama, one can say halal. So, for example, someone, I don't know what happened, he got up late, whatever it is, so he's allowed to say halal from Netzach. That is the ideal time. If, for whatever reason it is, a person can't make a net, the Moshe, I don't know when, in Chanukah time, I think is very relevant. Chanukah time here now is in the middle of winter, yeah? So net might be 8:25. Now, a lot of people are davening Shachris much earlier. They're davening, let's say, 7 o'clock, 7:30. They're saying halal long before Netzach Hamo. Yeah? So my so many people say, but the Eved, one's allowed to say halal before Netz, as long as it's after Amud HaShachar. What about the other way around? Someone wakes up, well, not one wakes up, someone forgot to say halal. You'd be surprised what happened to somebody. Someone was a shy and someone woke up in the Bainer's Manim. He woke up, I think, at 1:15 in the afternoon. Yeah. So he, no chakras.
What?
He woke up too late, most of the chakras. He woke up at 1:15.
It's too late
for chakras. So all he could do was Dov Mincha. So it can happen. Now the question is, why am someone, for example, he forgot to say halal. He went up. I mean, these things happen. I was once in Shul, I don't forget, actually, on Friday afternoon, Friday, Dom Kabbalah Shabbos, finished davening Friday night, and then someone remembered he forgot to put a Rebbe in Tam's film.
Shabbos. No, Friday.
From Friday, mostly, not Shabbos, the Friday one. He forgot to put a Rebbe in Tam's film from Friday. And I say the same shot could happen to Rashi's film, that's a bit harder to have. But if someone didn't manage to do it, what should you do? It's an interesting shayla. Now here, shayla, someone only realized after Shkia that he's not said hello. So Pashas the Poskim say that after Shkia one should not say hello. Some are Makel, but many Poskim hold that after Shkia is already one should.
And those who make a bit of offer?
So those that are Makel, yes, they have a list of to make, but the Pashas is that after Shkia one should not make a bit of offer. It's better to say it without a bracha. Yeah, that's what should come out. So again, by Amud HaShachar, between Amud HaShachar and Netz, which is B'di'eved, then you can make a bracha. But after Shkia Zechama, that's much more restrictive, it looks like. There, ideally, one should not, one should not make a bracha on halal if someone made it in such a case. First of all, in a shul. Sure, you do. Yeah. I must say, I'll answer your that since halal is part of Shachris, when you normally when you say halal, so therefore you shouldn't eat or drink before you say halal from part of Shachris, yeah? It's all in chelik of Shachris. The person finished Shemot Esrei wants to have breakfast first, then they're going to do halal. That's not really right. The halal is part of the Shachris, and therefore a person should not eat or drink before he has actually said halal. Right. Now, there's a Shulchan Aruch, very interesting Shulchan Aruch. So here, this is where the thing comes in over here, Tochah Basic Base. So here the Mechaba brings quite a few shitters over here, Tochah Basic Base. Says the Mechaba. Basic Dada, sorry. Trying to find out this halacha of saying halal. Oh, see base. Kohen halal b'dilush on Rish Chodesh. One reads out halal, missing out bits. Bein b'yochid, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibul. A private person or a tzibul. V'yesh emrim. Some say shat tzibul mevorachin lo b'tchila likras halal. Or the v'soif yalucha v'hayochid ein mevorach. Someone's done it by himself, he does not make a brachon halal. The first shittah and a mechaba. So someone there is not well, Well, someone's on holiday, they buy some Rish Chodesh, and he's by himself, he's davening by himself. According to the first shit in the Mechaba, there's no bracha before and afterwards. Yes, I remember Sha'af Abtsiba in bracha of Lobit Chilah Rosayf. Not a shitter, but even on Rish Chodesh, the Tzibur don't make either. That's the Minik Svadim. Yeah, Zed Das Rambam. Chein Nergim Mechomadin Zed Tzor Tzor Tzor. This is the Minik of the Mechaba in Eretz Yisrael, all the surrounding places, they do not make a bracha on Hallel on Rish Chodesh. Then the Ramah says, yes, I'm in the Gam Yochid of bracha. No, some say that a Yochid can make a bracha. The Chein Nergim is Elu. And that is our Minik. Says the Ramah, O Mikol Mokhoim Yizoya Odom Likros Betzibur. A person should make an effort to say Hallel in a Tzibur. Since you've got a machlokas, whether it needs a brocha, if you do it by yourself, one should try it. The ma'aser we passed it does, but it says the Ramah, it's better to avoid this machlokas, and rather one should make sure one goes and says halal with a minion on Rish Chodesh. Yeah, that's what the Ramah says. Yes, that's what it's Abkirei Kach, Rabbi Yisai, so much so, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Kosva Achroinim, that we're trying to do this to be Yotz or Shitta, that you can't be Yotz with the Yochid. Kosva Achroinim, in Baal Beis HaKnesas, someone walked into Shul late. The Ma'is is only 1 minute in Shul, and they're up to Halel. He's not started Shachus yet. He came in very late, Moshi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because of this shitta, Yikra Halel Tchila. You should start off with anyone else saying Halel, Emat Sibur, Va'ach Kach Yispal, and afterwards you daven Shachris. So because of this shitta, that you have to say Halel with its Sibur to make a brocha, which you want to accommodate. So if someone came in late to Shul, he's got another minion. If he's got another minion to go to Avada, it's not like Tchila, right? So if someone's got another minion to go to Avada, it's posh, you should go to another minion and daven Keseda. And who I think that's posh as well. He's going to miss the Sozman Krishma or Sozman Tfila. This halakha is not applying. We're talking about there's only one shul in the area. It happens, you can have someone in the holiday. There's only one shul in the area. He's got up late. He comes into the shul and they are going to start Halil. So the Mishnah Berurah from the Achronim, many Achronim hold that one should start Halil straight away with them. And wait for Shachar. You know, Todd was saying the Todd got a whole Shachar is much more common. You should really be done Shachar before Halel. But since you want to be Yotze, there's shitter that you need to say with a Tzibur, it's better to, what do you call it, to start with them and then carry on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kosvoid, who beems the Pesuk in the Zimra. Someone got it really, really, he was in the middle of Pesuk in the Zimra. He realized, in the middle of Pesuk in the Zimra, he realized, oh no, there's only 1 minion for Halel. What should I do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, yes, Lahafsik, Likro is Halel Ematsibu. You should stop. In the middle of Psukhi the Zimra, he stops and he says Halel with the Tzibur. There's no bracha there. That's no bracha. The Baruch Sha'amar, like you said at the beginning, and the Ishtabach that you're going to say at the end, that counts as the bracha for Halel. There's no bracha. In the middle of Psukhi the Zimra, there's no bracha whatsoever. You stop where you are and you say Halel with the Tzibur, everything with them. But there's no bracha before, no bracha at the end. Nice, the poskim say also, who I did, someone's finished Yishtabach. He finished the bracha of Yishtabach, but he's not started Yotze'er yet. And he realizes, oh, there's only 1 minion here for Halel. Again, the poskim say there, I should say Halel with the Tzibur. Bracha beforehand, and a bracha afterwards. Because before you start, after Yishtabach, you finish the bracha, that's the end of Pesuk in Zimra, and you haven't started Yetzer yet, so you can say a bracha before Halal, and a bracha after Halal, say the whole of Halal. Once you start the Birchas Krishma, that's it. Then you can't do anything about it. You can't stop in the middle there, and therefore you're going to visit it. You have to say, carry on Birchas Krishma like normal, and after Shemoneh Esrei, you'll have to be Yechidus, you'll have to say Halal. I say, our minute is to make a bracha with a private person. But we're just trying to get around this problem, because since there's quite a few shul which hold that you don't say with Tzibur, to get around this problem, we prefer you do it with a Tzibur. If you can't do it, you can't do it. So someone's Nebuch in hospital, wherever he is, he's got no choice, he can say Halel with a bracha before and afterwards. It's just Lechat Chila, one should try and avoid this, one should try and do it with a Tzibur. That's what he says, yeah? That's in the middle of Birchas Krishma. Otherwise, I'm just trying to think what else you have with this problem. I'm saying the Svadim, that's also interesting, Shaila, about people who got a minig not to say a bracha, much less say a Svadim, they don't make a bracha on Halel. What happens if they're davening in Minig Ashkenaz, they're davening in Masik Hatanah, they're davening in Shul, they do say Halak with a Brocha. So there are many possible say that. If the Minig HaMokum is to say with a Brocha, they can say it with a Brocha. Yeah? And the answer is no shamash. This important point is this whole shay is only rishchodesh. Yeah, halal bediluk. When you're not saying the whole halal, when you say the whole halal on Yom Tov, there's no shay. There's no shay. Probably even on Cholam Moed Pesach, there's no problem even as well. It's Yom Tov, there's no shay. The whole shay over here is only on rishchodesh. That's when this shay arises. Otherwise, no problem. All right, what do you say? All right.